Good morning. 7:34 on March the 26th. A Wednesday morning. Yeah, it's Wednesday. 1646. Not bad. Not bad. First mile, 1646. Okay. Probably closer to 1630 because of the photo. But yeah, we'll take it. Good clip this morning. It's because I'm cold again. It's quite frosty. The official thermometer says like 23 degrees, but my backyard says 32. So I'm not sure. It feels more like 25, to be honest. It's not pinchingly cold like teens or single digits, but it's brisk. Yes, that's the word. A Lipton tea should be so brisk. So, yeah, yesterday was kind of a family day. I basically got the kid to school for a couple hours and I had to go back and get her again. We had to fill out a bunch of paperwork, take her to a new doctor's. That took most of the afternoon. That was somewhat of a surprise intake visit. Longer than your average bear, apparently. So it worked out. It was an appropriate day. And on the upside, she got a new role in the upcoming end of year senior extravaganza. The stage production class puts on a few plays at the end of each year. I'm gonna have to go see it, but I'm not terribly enthusiastic. It's a zombie musical. She's also in a one act. I'm not sure quite what the one act is, but some sort of murder mystery love story. The zombie musical is called Kill Me the Musical. It's narrated by a tree. So, yeah, this is going to be different. There are three productions that are part of this stage extravaganza. And she was quite chuffed to learn that all three directors wanted her for their leads, but she could only do two because the two one-act plays rehearse at the same time. So the larger ensemble cast for the musical, and then apparently they either flipped a coin or arm wrestled or something for which one of the two one-act directors got her. Which made it feel quite good. Then we spent most of the evening and afternoon and evening, dealing with makeup homework and logarithmic functions. And I have to say, she has a much better grasp of it than I do. Log functions are not something that I've ever spent a whole lot of time with. I think I learned them long enough to pass pre-calc. Perhaps if I had paid attention better, calculus would not have been quite such a trial. That's interesting. The clouds are filling in. It's not like they're blowing in. It's like they're forming. When I came out and started walking, it was pretty clear. There were a few clouds in the sky. But for the most part, it was crystal clear off to the east, or very nearly. I think there were a few clouds. I'd have to look at the picture to see. But now the clouds are filling in. This is a pretty solid bank of them appearing over this side of the Continental Divide. Cars. I want my breakfast. And yeah, there's a lot of commentary on Ishmael losing his fortune. No, he's not going to lose it. It's just going to get tied up, so that he doesn't have it in cash. He doesn't have a huge bankroll that makes every problem go away with the infusion of money. I think that's the right way to deal with it. Shadows are cold. I'm walking in the shadows of the big stone walls and the tall trees here down in the neighborhoods. Not very long before I turn east into the long eastern reach and have the sun in my eyes. I'm actually looking forward to the additional warmth because, yikes, this is chilly. My ears is cold. Really going to town here on this field. I don't know what's going to go in here. Panera has not lost any of its draw. For some reason, it's always packed. I'm not quite sure what the story with that is. It's intriguing. For all of the restaurants and chains there are in this town, that's one of them that is never hurting. The other one is Texas Roadhouse. You don't get there exactly at the right time, you don't get in. Or you wind up waiting for an hour. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Warmth on my face. They're putting in a Chick-fil-A next door. And that's a place I'm going to be frequenting. I do like chicken, and I don't like Chick-fil-A, as you said. Okay, here we are. Hello, Monkpole. I slap it. I really only have to touch it. I should But it's fun. Slap the reflector, move on. So today's morning should be taken up with writing new words, and this afternoon should be taken up with working on finally incorporating all the rest of those edits into FullShare. Although if I'm going to follow my process correctly, what I need to do is format DoubleShare for paper and get the galley proof on its way to me so that I'll have it by the time I'm done with FullShare, and I can start the process all over again. The year is ticking away, though. I mean, it's almost the beginning of April, and I haven't written a new book yet this year. I had big plans for 6 books, and I have 8 books on my book list. I mean, we're already talking about shifting a couple of those books off until next year. And it's like, oh, come on, man. Write faster. Now, I'm guessing these are not going to be 200,000-word bombs. And I'm thinking the Ishmael stories are going to be part of a series that is not ended, that does not have a finite end to it, but instead is something like the Further Adventures of Ishmael Huang. Ideally, they're going to be relatively standalone, so the adventure will start and stop. There may be some recurring characters and themes and ideas, and I know there's going to be at least one significant arc across all three of the books, the first three of them anyway. Interesting. Woman in a black Mustang convertible parked beside the street. Engine running, talking on her phone. Which I suppose is better than driving around as a distracted driver, talking on her phone. Perhaps she was checking with her friend to find out where she was supposed to meet her. So, I can't remember, did I talk about the cliffhangered romance? I know I talked about the book being laughably bad. I'm still kind of shaking my head over it. It's like, seriously? Cliffhangered romance. Well, let's get this clear. Let's get this out in the open. Without the ending, it's not a romance. So that's one of the big problems right there. It was sold it as a romance. It wasn't sold as an adventure story. It wasn't sold as a mystery. It was sold as a romance. And the rule is, this is one of the immutable rules of romance. You have to have at least a happily for now ending. The book has to end. The book has to end. A cliffhanger on romance means it's not a romance. Sort of by the definition. It's sort of like having a murder mystery without a corpse. If nobody dies, then it's not a murder mystery. I'm sorry, it's just not. It isn't. That ain't right. I mean, as a guy who bends tropes, who warps genres, there's some things that you don't do. Because once it ceases to become recognizable, once you've taken one of the tropes that is a central core and removed it, you can instantiate in all kinds of different ways, but if you remove it, if it's one of the required tropes, it's not going to happen. I mean, a lot of people bitch because, you know, a quarter share could happen on any merchant vessel. It doesn't have to be in outer space. I mean, you substitute the accoutrement and put it into dirigibles, and it's a steampunk story. Yeah, but... And so it's not science fiction. That's just not right. Of course it's science fiction. It's because it's got the tropes. The fact that I don't use the tropes in the ways that people expect them to be used, that doesn't make it any less science fiction. In fact, in my mind, and one of the reasons that I wrote the books the way that I did, and one of the things that I'm struggling with looking at the further adventures of Ishmael Huang, is it's not about the ships. It's that's the MacGuffin, but that's not what the story is about. The story is about the people and how they relate and how they act and what they do. And a lot of what they do is really... really familiar. I think people are going to be surprised at the dark side of the dark, of the deep dark. And we're not talking percent of cocoa. We're talking percent of dipshit. Ooh, slow. 1811, yeah, I wasn't pushing very hard on the backside. I was basking, actually, that last three-quarters of a mile with the sun beating on me. It's kind of pleasant. It's all right. You can have a fast day and a slow day. Fast first mile and a slow second. As long as I'm under 38 minutes, I'm a good guy. I've done my exercise. I've dealt with my stress. And now... as is my habit, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.